The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome to 20-ish.
Do it.
You're listening to DJ 21, and in this podcast, I talk about the unspoken transition into adulthood. And welcome back, everybody, to the 20-ish podcast. With me is our very first guest on the show. Is a good friend of mine who is also 20, 21, and going through the hoops of life, you know, like jumping through the hoops of life as well. So hey, say something.
Hello, excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Do you think your life is different from like when you were like 10?
Definitely.
How would you say it? Like, what's different?
When you're 10, like, everyone's like holding your hands and like telling you what to do. Mm-hmm. And like people like might think of you as like naive or like gullible, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what you're seeing is that now that you're older, not a lot of people help guide you and like be there to tell you what to do.
Yeah, like you're on your own. Like, do this, you gotta learn.
You're kind of just like thrown into it.
Like you're thrown into the wolves.
Well, it was like compared to like when you're like 5 or 10, they help you go through these obstacles, you know?
Yes.
Wow.
Very true. Yeah, that's my answer.
That's your answer. That's a very great answer. So what is something that surprised you before becoming an adult? Like anything that like you never expected would be a surprise to you?
That you'll be tired.
Ooh, I think that's a good one.
Like emotionally and like not even physically.
Mentally
tired.
Emotionally.
Like there's like gonna be days when you're not gonna have any rest. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna be like, is this gonna be my whole life?
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one.
I think that's a good one too. Because, yeah. And I think they should normalize napping for adults now. Because like when you're little, no one likes naps, but when you're hella older, like you nap. I feel like I nap a lot.
Yeah,
you know, kids don't nap. Mm-hmm. Kids don't sleep
because they're like so energetic. But when you're adult, you gotta rest.
I know, life be like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Yeah.
Did you do anything special for your 21st birthday? And how did it feel turning 21? Since like I feel like I said before on my previous podcast, on my previous episode, that like the world kind of puts like a high expectation on it. Mm-hmm. And like over exaggerates it or whatever. Like, how did you personally feel about turning 21? And then what you did?
Personally, I felt older.
Ooh.
Because you can drink now. You can. You do as a 20?
Buy cigarettes. But you know what? You know what you can't do? You can't rent a car. You can't drive a rental car yet.
I think that's stupid.
But isn't that crazy? You could drink, you can drive, but you can't, like, rent a rental car. So, like, there's still...
When you're 21, you can't?
No, you have to be, like, 25.
That's ridiculous.
I didn't know you were that enthusiastic about renting a car in the near future.
No, yeah.
But it just shows that there are still some restrictions put on you, even though that you are 21.
Yeah, like I'm 21. I have a driver's license. I took the test. I passed, obviously.
You're in college. I'm about to graduate,
yeah.
Perhaps. About to start this new life, but no, you can't rent a car yet until your full frontal lobe is developed.
I guess.
What's it called?
That's crazy.
Do you have student loans?
No, I don't.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I should ask someone who
I'm
does.
Very thankful for that. That must be stressful.
It must be. I don't have student loans either.
Like, I think I'd cry.
No,
I don't
I'd
know
cry.
If I would be able to pay that off.
No, same. what's it called? You know who does have student loans? My auntie.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She's still paying them off?
I got no idea. She never told me.
Did you interview her?
No, I did not.
You should.
I should. Now that you're 21 or 20, you're, like, brand new to your adulthood, do you ever feel that pressure in, like, to like get married, to have like kids and all that, like start a family at this early in your adulthood?
Oh. I'm gonna be honest, no.
Really?
Yeah, because my parents are like, they don't ask about it.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't feel pressured at all.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I get worried. I'm like thinking, am I gonna get married?
Mm-hmm.
If I am,
mm-hmm.
when should I get married?
Per.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not that pressured, I'm gonna be honest.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm okay on that department.
Because personally for me, I've been saying like, mm-hmm. I can see my peers and how they are. Like, some of them have kids, mm-hmm. some of them are in like study mm-hmm. relationships. And then that puts that kind of pressure on me to mm-hmm. do the same thing that they're doing. That's because I was saying how my parents met at 21, mm-hmm. and then they had me at 29. So technically...
That's very... Wow, that was fast.
In it.
That's fast.
So that's what I'm saying. I should be with the love of my life right now and have my kids soon. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I've been feeling that pressure type beat. You feel me? Should I do like
that? I get it.
What else is there? How would you... This is a good question. I have a good question.
Okay.
How would you describe the transition from adolescence to adulthood? Like, how would you describe that? Like, if you were to describe it in, like, a sentence.
Oh.
Awkward.
Hard.
Mm.
Confusing.
Mm. Is that it?
I think emphasis on the confusing.
Mm. Yeah. I would also emphasize the confusing.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy to me?
What?
How early they want to emphasize, like, your career choice in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want you to know what you want to do by the time you're 18.
Yeah.
And my frontal lobe hasn't even developed yet.
I know! So how am I supposed to, like, choose a career that's going to be for the rest of my life?
And then they put so much pressure on that, too. Like, you gotta know now. And then, like, if you didn't know by then, you should have been preparing mm-hmm. the minute you stepped into high school. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, all those, like, girls in my high school, mm-hmm. I feel like, took all these classes so that they would, like, help their major in college during high school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, all the AP, the honor, all those
mm-hmm.
was for their plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if they ended up not doing that in college? And then all those classes would have been for, like, what? Nothing?
Yeah. That makes me wonder, like, why do adults, like, ask, what do we want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do we want to be when we grow up? Mm-hmm. Like, how am I supposed to know?
Exactly.
How am I supposed to know?
It's going to change. It's going to roll mm-hmm. with the punches, you feel me? You know what's different?
Mm.
I feel in our, like, in young adults today rather mm-hmm. than young adults back then, is the awareness of mental health.
I feel yes.
like, right?
Yes.
Because, like, I feel like a lot of, like, older generations kind of, what's it called? Disregard it
mm-hmm.
rather than, and then I feel like we talk about it a lot. Like, yes. it's a common, like, thing. Like, even though I make fun of it.
I think that's why, it's like, older people think, like, our generation is, like, soft or, like, I don't know, like, babies.
Yeah. Sensitive.
Sensitive.
Yeah. It's just, it's like, it's not bad to be sensitive, I feel Mm-mm. like.
I don't know.
Like, I feel like we're just very aware of how we feel and how we and the people around us feel, which kind of help us. What's it called? I don't know. How do they help us? help us navigate through life.
Yeah.
I guess.
Didn't back then when you were, like, kind of, like, in your head a lot, they would think you're crazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
They would.
But in reality, you're, like, what?
Just thinking.
Yeah. I know what the word is.
I know. I feel you, though. I know what you're talking about. But do they? Did you know back then
mm-hmm.
that we would actually get, like, burned alive because we were thinking? Because of the, like, the witch trials back then?
Oh, yeah. Literally. Salem witch trials.
Yeah! But in reality, it's, like, every little thing that, like, a woman did that was, like, more than what they expected. It was expected of them. They were, like, burned.
That's crazy.
They're like, I had a thought, or I read a book. You're a witch. Like, you're crazy.
Why do they want?
They didn't want.
Why didn't they want us to read?
They didn't want women to succeed. They didn't want to see us thrive. They didn't want to see us think. It's like in Belle.
Like when Gaston's like, oh, you don't need a book to read.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
And then if you put a new spice in your food, they'd be like, oh, witch.
What?
Burn.
That's crazy.
Oh, you're thinking outside the box, burn. Dude. It's crazy. I'm gonna start doing that.
So sad.
Speaking of college.
Yeah.
Do you ever, you say you commute, no?
I do.
Do you ever, do you ever feel like you're missing out on the quote-unquote college, American college experience?
Honestly, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. How so?
Because when I go to school, like, I just leave right after class. But sometimes that's on me because I don't stay to, like, join in on clubs or, like, walk around campus to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to be honest, sometimes, yeah, I do. I feel like I'm missing out. But it's whatever. I'm not mad. I'm not mad about it.
What's it called? But do you think it's crazy how, America has, like, what's it called? What is the word? Normalized underage drinking in their, like, movies and stuff? Do you know? Because, like, I feel like even people from, like, international will be like, oh, I want to see the American college. We're going to play beer pong, go to frat parties, type beat. You feel me? Do you ever think about that?
Sometimes, like, when I watch movies, I just think it's crazy how, like, that's what we're known for. Mm. Like, that we're crazy. I mean, partially it could be true.
But do you think that, like, students, like, going into college try to achieve that type of...
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Isn't it crazy, though?
That's crazy and, like, sad, but...
Yeah. And it should be normalized that, like, not everyone is going to get that type of experience.
Yeah.
And it's okay, you know?
Yeah, I think sometimes, like, when we're in the moment, we just want to, like, follow the crowd.
Mm.
And the crowd is drinking.
Unfortunately, the crowd is drinking. But yes. We do not promote peer pressuring.
No.
Be your own. Say no. No means no.
No. No.
Okay. Was there a moment when you realized that you've truly entered adulthood? What made you recognize that? You were like...
Maybe when I turned 21.
Really?
Yeah, there wasn't really, like, a moment when I was like, oh my God.
It was like...
Because maybe I'm still waiting for it, but uh-huh. Still. And I was like, when I turned 21, I was like, oh my God, I'm 21.
You were 20, now you're 21.
Because 20 is like, okay.
Like you're a buffer year.
Yeah, you're there. Mm-hmm. You're getting there, but 21 is like 21. You're not mm-hmm. in your teens anymore, okay?
I think mine was when... I got my driver's license.
Oh, really?
Because, what's it called? Because I was 18, and my grandparents didn't know what was going on at the DMV, and I had to be the one who knew what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I was kind of thrown in a situation where I had to be by myself and talk to these other adults in this adult world, you know?
I hate the DMV.
Me too.
I hate it.
But I feel like 21 is like, now I have the name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, I'm old.
Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah, that reminded me. Like, whenever I'm in the DMV, like, by myself, I feel so... I have to watch out for myself. And I have to... I'm, like, handling all these documents. I'm like, yeah. Okay, I'm going to do this.
Proof of residency.
Yes. I'm like, this is my...
This is my proof
of address. This is my driver's license.
Okay, so what's... Okay, my last question. Mm-hmm. Is there any advice you would like to give to those also transitioning into adulthood with us?
Oh, You'll be okay, but I think there'll be times when you're going to be like, what the F? What am I going to do? But I think it's okay to ask questions, you know?
It's okay to not be
sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, okay to not be okay. Definitely ask questions, like...
For sure.
Yeah. Don't be embarrassed.
We're all struggling here together.
Yeah, like, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it might feel like you're alone, but you're not. Don't worry.
For real.
Don't worry.
Well, that's... Yeah. Is that it?
I think, yeah, I'm done.
Well, this is the end of our podcast. I hope you all enjoyed listening to us, and I hope you come back next episode where I will have another secret guest. Ooh, I don't know who it is, but we'll find out later. So yeah, this is DJ 21 signing off.